Welcome back. You're listening to MyTechnologyLawyer.com. We're listening to you. Call in toll-free, 866-685-7469. Miss Linda's monitoring our board operations this afternoon. Many of you know her. Give her a call. She'll be glad to put you through. Or if you're listening at the desktop, as 80% of our audience does, at work, you can just slip me an email on the quiet if you prefer. Radio at MyTechnologyLawyer.com. I monitor them live as the program progresses. I've got on the line with me the very talented co-host, Nadia Leamy. Nadia, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, Beth.
And we're talking today about the Wireless and Optical Communications Conference, which is scheduled from May 30th to June 1st in Montreal, Quebec, Canada. And you have, as you always do, brought the chair, conference chair, to the program to talk a little bit about it. Why don't you introduce him to our audience, and we'll find out what he knows.
Okay, thank you very much. I am pleased to introduce Dr. Alex Vukovich, who is the conference chair for DIASID International Conference on Wireless and Optical Communications. Dr. Alex Vukovich provides research and technology leadership in optical communications, network architecture, and system development for over 20 years. He is currently at the Communications Research Center in Ottawa, Canada. Dr. Vukovich's focus is on research leadership on network concepts and building blocks for next-generation communication networks. Dr. Vukovich, do you want to say a few words about WOC 2007?
Yes, good afternoon to everybody. It's my pleasure to be the chair of the Wireless and Optical Communication Conference. And Wireless and Optical Conference, WOC 2007, in fact, will be the major forum for scientists and engineers. It's a global conference, and scientists and engineers will have a chance to present their latest results, ideas, latest developments, of course, and applications. And all of that will be in two major areas of communications, wireless on one side and optical communication on the other side.
Well, this program, welcome to the program. This conference just looks pretty fabulous. Tell me a little bit about your background and a Communications Research Center in Canada, just so our listeners can have a reference point.
The Communication Research Center is based in Ottawa, and it is a federal government primary laboratory for research and development in advanced communications, including wireless technologies, broadband networks, satellite systems, broadcasting, and photonics. Our organization is recognized for its technological breakthroughs, such as invention of several type of fiber break grating components, licensing of patents, and sharing technical expertise with companies worldwide. In short, my organization has a strong tradition to inspire and value innovation. My role in that organization is to provide research leadership on network concepts, architectures, building blocks for what we call the next generation network solutions. And my research focus is on development, verification, and validation of optical communication architectures, control and management solutions for network level solutions.
Yeah. I see now why they picked you as the conference chair.
Right.
Because you know so much about this. Tell me a little bit about the agenda for this year. We talked about this a little bit earlier today when we were preparing for today's show. The folks who are attending, this is the seventh WOC 2007,
yes.
And you know, obviously the issues on the minds of the attendees and the R&D issues in the first year are different from what's happening, what's anticipated for this year. Tell me about some of those differences.
Yes, I would like to point out a couple of challenging areas which conference is going to cover, in fact. If you look, if I could say two basic topics, one is the wireless and another one is the optical communication. And in each of those two areas, there is tremendous developments that we have nowadays. For example, in wireless area, we have WiMAX, which is the next generation wireless. We also have a wireless sensor networks as one of a very vibrant and dynamic area. On the other side, on the optical communication, we witness huge developments in broadband technologies and 40G system, which is next generation optical systems. So those areas are very, very hot, and we already received a huge number of the papers which cover those areas. However, maybe what is even more impressive is, and what we expect to hear in the conference, is integration of certain wireless and optical technologies. Because if you look under them, optical communication provides a speed, provides a high bandwidth, but wireless technology provides mobility. So if we combine two of them, we in fact have one network with the ability to establish a communication channel with anybody, anytime, anywhere. So that is uniqueness of WOC 2007.
Yeah. To what extent will the conference focus in on the issues of spectrum management? Or is that a primary focus or secondary, or how does that play into the whole agenda? You got any representatives from government showing up who work for their respective FCC departments that are part of the agenda?
Yeah, well, that's one of the topics, and I would say that's important topic that conference will also cover. I would say this is ongoing topic for some time.
It's a tough problem.
It is. Definitely.
Yeah. Now, you've got some very distinguished keynote speakers here. Tell us about them and how you managed to recruit them into your conference.
Yes, in fact, if I could say, we plan 4 keynote speakers, and we already secured the one from Nortel Networks, and one really distinguished lecturer from university, Sunny at Buffalo. However, there are also 2 additional heavyweight professionals coming from one European representative from Nokia, and we are working on that, and another one from Agilent Technologies in regards to next generation 40G optical characterization technologies.
Yeah.
So we believe with having such professionals as a keynote speakers, in addition to special sessions and tutorials, we believe that we'll have a chance for a really, really comprehensive coverage of latest developments in wireless and optical communication.
Yeah, and you do have this special session going on also for medical applications. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yes, that's something which is really, really new for the WOC, but it is a result of the latest development. What we see is application of wireless technologies in a medical area. So this is something that will be new for a lot of us attending, but it's another proof that conference try to deal with the things which are very hot at this point of time, and definitely application of the wireless technologies in medical applications is a hot topic also.
Okay, check it out at the IOSTED website, Wireless and Optical Communications, WOC 2007, May 30th to June 1st. You can go there, IOSTED.com, and find out how to register. This one is worth attending, especially if you are in the wireless community. Thank you so much, Alex, for being on the show. Nadia, you outdid yourself again. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
When we come back, we're going to be with Elon and his guests talking about open source. So don't go away. You're listening to MyTechnologyLawyer.com, and you know it to be true. We'll be right back.